Welcome back. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 6, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Shabbos, continuing to give lists of different things that women or that people in general cannot wear or can wear outside on Shabbos. And in particular, the rest of the Perek that we're going to be dealing with talks about things that a person is allowed to wear outside on Shabbos. As the Mishnah, Yotza Isha Bechutei Sear Bein Mishel Lah, Bein Mishel Chaverta, Bein Mishel Behema. A woman is allowed to go outside into the Roshos HaRabim, into the public domain, with strings that are braided into her hair that are made out of detached hairs, whether or not the hair is her own or her friend's hair or an animal's hair. And she can go outside into the public domain with a headband or head bangles if they are sewn to her hat. And she can go into a courtyard with a forehead pad or with a wig. But it's clear, according to this one line of the Mishnah, that this is specifically only something that could be done in a courtyard out of the concern that a woman might take these off in a Rosh Hashanah, in a public domain, whereas for the courtyard it's permissible because the idea is that it would be for her husband, so that her husband would be attracted to her, so that is permissible in such a situation. B'moch sheba azna, and she can go outside with some sort of like a piece of cotton or a cloth in her ear that she puts in there to absorb some kind of discharge of a moch shebesandala, and if she has like a piece of lining in her sandal that's there to protect her feet, and if she's wearing like a menstrual pad in order to absorb any of the blood, she can also go out with a peppercorn in her mouth, which evidently was put in someone's mouth to help them overcome like a bad breath, and she can put a lump of salt in her mouth that the people used to do to help with the various tooth diseases. Anything that she puts in her mouth for all these reasons that we've explained, that of necessity seem to be permissible as long as it was in her mouth before Shabbos in the first place. And so much so that even if it was again put in before Shabbos, even if it falls out on Shabbos, you can go ahead and put it back in on Shabbos as well. Shane to Teves Vishane Shalzahav Rabbi Matir. Now there's an interesting argument over here. What if a person has a gold tooth or a false tooth? So Rebbe says that a woman is allowed, or I guess a man as well, is allowed to go out with a false tooth or a gold tooth, whatever, some sort of a gold plating on a tooth. A person is allowed to go out with these types of teeth. The Chachamim say no, it's actually prohibited to do this. And the reason why they say that, the Mefarshim, the commentaries explain, is because they were removable in a sense, and because someone might be embarrassed because it's so noticeable that it looks so silly, they have a gold plating in their mouth, whatever, so they might remove it so they don't have to be embarrassed. However, nowadays, obviously, number one, it's much more commonplace to have things like fillings, and number two, I don't know anyone who goes ahead and takes them out willy-nilly, and so therefore, likely is a much different situation nowadays, and so probably even the Chachamim would argue that it's likely okay to do. Finally, now Mishnah Vav, Yotzin Besela Sha'al Zatzine. So a woman is allowed to go outside on Shabbos with a silver coin that is tied to a cut or a wound on the sole of her foot. Evidently they used to do that because it had some healing properties. Habanos Ketanos Yotzos Bechutin Vapilu Vekismin And young girls are allowed to go out with like threads or even like slivers of wood that they would keep in their ears, their pierced ears, so that they don't close up. Arvios, Yotos, Rulos, and Jewish women who lived in Arabia, so they're allowed to go outside with most of their face wrapped in a veil, as the local Arabian women did. They wore burkas or things like that. Umadios, Prufos, and Jewish women who lived in Madai, they can go outside with a strap of one side of their cloaks fastened to some sort of like a round object that came out from the other side of the cloak. This is as the local women in Madai did. The Kol Adam, and so too any woman is allowed to go outside wrapped and buttoned in the same way, and not even if those who live in Arabia and Madai, even beyond that. Elashid Dibru Chachamim Bachuve, but rather the Chachamim, the rabbis, use these examples of these women because in Arabia and Madai it was most common, and therefore, these are the most common cases that the rabbis wanted to discuss, the usual classic typical cases where it would come up. This brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zayin. Have a wonderful day.